Hi, Margaret Christine Mullings. Welcome to prayer, wherever you are geographically. I apologize for being absent for about 3 weeks or so, for quite a while. But it is an honor to be in your company once again. And so, wherever you are, begin to worship the Lord. Give him thanks, give him praise, give to God, Abba Father, all the glory that is due to its name. And remember, despite what you are experiencing at this moment, always remember God, Abba Father, He is there. And He has promised that He will not put more on you than you can bear. You would find me in the book of Psalm 60. And this psalm reads, O God, you have rejected us, broken our defenses. You have been angry. Oh, restore us. You have made the land to quake. You have torn it open. Repair its breaches, for it totters. You have made our people see hard things. You have given us wine to drink that made us stagger. You have set up a banner for those who fear you, that they may flee to it from the bow, Selah, that your loved ones may be delivered. Give salvation by your right hand and answer us. God has spoken in his holiness. With exultation, I will divide up Shechem and portion out of the vale of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim is my helmet, Judah is my scepter, Moab is my wash basin. Upon Edom I cast my shoe, over Philistia I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? You do not go forth, O God, with our armies. O grant us help against the foe. For vain is the salvation of man. With God, we shall do violently. It is he who will tread down our foes. And there ends the reading of Psalm 60. The Lord is able to bless the reading of his word and give to each of us the understanding. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pause now to hallow your name, to reverence your name, to give you thanks, to give you praise, Father, to give you all the glory that is due to your name. And Father, we understand through your word that it is in you that we live and we move and we have our being. Oh, my Father, look upon this audience right now, including myself, Father. Look upon us in mercy and compassion in the name of Jesus. Father, break down every idol in our lives and in the name of Jesus, cast out every foe right now. Father, mend all the brokenness in our lives, heal every hurt, repair every breach, Father. Break the shackles and chains that bind us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cause us to walk in the authority, dominion, and power of Jesus Christ. Cause us this morning, in the name of Jesus, to lay aside every weight and the sin that could so easily beset us, Father. Gird up the loins of our minds. Cause us to be sober and vigilant, Father, for it is written in your word that the adversary, the devil, he is as a roaring lion. He is seeking souls whom he may devour. But help us, Father, in the name of Jesus, to put on your whole armor that we may be able to continue to stand against the devices and the schemes of the adversary. In the name of Jesus this morning, Father, in this audience, Father, there are men and women. Right now, husbands and wives, mothers and fathers, there are sons and daughters, Father, they are grandchildren, they are uncles and aunties. Oh, my Father, they are neighbors. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. They are caregivers, Father, in the name of Jesus. There are doctors and there are lawyers, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, they're in this audience. And Father, you are Jehovah El Roy, the God who sees. Father, you see the hurt. You see their pain. You see each day the struggles, Father, in the name of Jesus, the challenges, Father. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you right now to breathe the breath of life on this audience. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that you would show yourself mightily in each life today. In the name of Jesus, Father, that you would lift the burdens from the shoulders, Father. In the name of Jesus, that you bring hope to those who have lost hope, Father. That you bring direction to those who have lost direction and don't know which way to turn. Father, in the name of Jesus, move by your Spirit as you navigate for them right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, comfort those who are in sorrow today. In the name of Jesus, Father, those who have been left destituted, those who have lost everything of their life possessions. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would divinely intervene for them this morning. In the name of Jesus, oh my Father, in the name of Jesus, wipe the tears from those eyes right now. Oh, those who are depressed right now, Father, lift that depression. Let joy spring forth speedily right now in the name of Jesus. And to those who are being oppressed, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would cause the oppressor to flee in the name of Jesus. Divinely intervene today. Father, meet every day. Meet every need today in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now for those who are sick in their bodies, those who are going through great pain this morning. I pray, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing this morning in his wings. Oh, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, for salvation, healing, and deliverance, restoration, and restitution. And Father, for the manifestation of your word in demonstration in every life today. In Jesus' name, Father, hear my prayer today. With the manifestation of your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And now before I leave you, I would just like to highlight for you and encourage you from Psalm 60, verses 1 to 5, and which highlights that the writer spoke, said, oh God, you have rejected us. And sometimes the situation of whatever you're going through can cause you to feel like God has forgotten you, that God has rejected. He has rejected us. But listen, the song opens by laying out the heart of the matter. The community counts itself as if God has rejected them, that is, treated them as if they were not his own people. In this psalm, us refers to the people of God as a whole, who are to view themselves as God's treasured possession, called for his own purpose. Yes, that is why a complaint is so touching and why they may confidently pray with confidence for restoration and repair. The salvation that they pray for is specifically in verse 5, success in their military endeavors with a view toward Israel fulfilling its calling in the world. And I leave this question with you as I leave it with me. What are you praying for? And do you have the confidence in God, in his word, to believe that he will perform it, that which you're praying for in your life, that it would manifest I leave that with you. That question, I leave it with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you right where you are. Don't you dare. Don't you give up. The Lord of hosts is with you. The God of Jacob is your refuge. God bless you.